Today, February 19th, 2019, 6 p.m. Public Works Committee meeting. Real quick, just because it sucks, just going to say the names of the people who died right next to my office on Friday. Trevor, Clayton, Russell, Vicente, and Josh. I'm sorry, our planet sucks. Let's get started. Minutes for correction or approval, January 15th, 2019. Comments or corrections?
Good.
Good.
All right. Public Works 2019-09, Snow Operations Report.
Actually packed a lot of information into this little report.
Yeah, he did.
I think one of the big ones to note is the salt usage at almost 1,100 tons. And then we drove 8,400 miles with one truck that doesn't report, so probably close to 10,000 miles. That's just the big trucks, that's not the pickups that probably did the same amount.
Salt is good. We put in the order, got delivered before one of the last three or four snow events.
And we're almost out.
Okay.
And we're almost out of that one. We ordered an additional 260.
Okay. We did, so we still have the 1,000.
We have 700.
Okay. So that means we've finished our state allocation. And then did we end up accommodating the school district? Or
we loaded them. Okay. Carrie was going to try to order them the 40 that they needed.
School district needed some salt, couldn't get some from the suppliers. They only needed like 40 tons. We had a surplus. We figured we could help them out and bill them at cost. So,
sure.
So we're in the process of facilitating that. Yep. And then just an update on trucks. We have four trucks in various stages of repair. Let's see if I can get this correct off the top of my head. One of them is completely out.
Still
two of them can salt but not plow.
Correct.
One of them can plow but not salt.
Correct.
So we're in the process of sending them to vendors. Those are the big trucks. Yeah. So when we have a big truck go down, it just means we run a plow route with two smaller trucks, which is more time, a little bit less efficient, but we're in the process of getting those. So that's the hazard of running nine plow routes with nine large trucks during a very active snow season. So do our best to repair what we can in-house and send it out. But it will be part of a budget proposal to say, like, you know, I don't know what's common between all these other municipalities, how many extra trucks they have on hand, but you probably should have at least one that we've got as a backup and or rotate some of our fleet upstanding. So,
did we want to start naming the storms, or do you just
wait, I don't like that.
We should do male names starting with Z working backwards.
We got A.A. Ron.
Or we could just name them all after Stever. All right, new business, Public Works 2019-10, Water Department reports for October, November, December.
Just complying with the EPA's rules, nothing really out of the ordinary. It was pretty quiet then a while ago. And just as an update, there really hasn't been, we've been very fortunate this year even too. We've only had two. Yep.
I didn't want to say anything.
Nope, we don't want to say
anything. So shh.
Okay, let's move on.
Excellent.
Let's leave that.
Does need to go to City Council.
Oh, consent.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
Yes.
Good, thank you.
All right, new business number three, Public Works 2019-11, update on the downtown train track gates.
So we don't have any repair or replacement update from the railroad. We did reach out to them, just said, hey, what's been going on down there? What are you planning on doing? Haven't gotten a response back. So there's been two high-profile incidents in the last month or so. So the first one was a gate malfunction, and the minute they go down and there's no train, people start calling KenCom, which is what they should do. And then they send out the operators to go fix it. The second one, I guess the train actually broke down.
Yeah.
So they ended up stopping the train.
Oh, wow.
And so it wasn't a gate issue as much as it was a train issue. So,
which is, luckily it didn't.
What time was that?
I don't know, but you could sneak down the west side at the very last crossing, come over and down back down this way, and then you had to make the illegal left.
But, yep.
Yeah.
That was a long one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was sitting there for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't they get fined when they, if they block the intersection, supposedly?
You know, I know that there is a fine structure. I don't know what the specifics are or that event. I know they have pretty wide latitude for breakdowns, you know, managerial or operational decisions.
So if I would defer when they would go into the, into the yard, And they would actually, if they were gonna get stuck, they would break it apart so they could, well, that was, maybe the last one was there. Yeah, I've been there when they had to break it apart because they get, supposedly got fined and they couldn't block the intersections for a lot of time.
So they have multiple locomotives on their trains, don't they? I thought that I've seen two or three usually in each train that comes through.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that too.
So
I don't know whether that one
through
did.
The intersection?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact.
It may not have been an engine. It may have been a set of wheels on a car was bad or something.
Oh, okay.
It could have been anything.
When you're on the south side going north, you can usually get your way out of it. But when you, unless you're stuck in between your guys' spot in Van Emmon and nobody is taking a chance and busting a right.
Yeah.
But when you are going south and you have already gotten onto the bridge,
mm-hmm.
you're done.
You can literally see your life flash before your eyes because.
Are we overweight? Are we gonna fall in the river?
And like nothing was moving. So like being on there and then getting texts, hey man, the train thing's down again.
I know!
So just as long as we are making it public that we are aware of it, although it's completely out of our purview, it's just like Route 47 going north. I wanna complain about that all the time. And I think this is a great place to do it, but it makes more sense to do it at City Council. Also, the fact that 34 ain't gonna get done for the next 20 years is ridiculous. But again, out of our purview, out of our whatever, but it's still annoying and I wanna complain as loud as possible.
Just a reminder on 47, because I think we announced it back in May and then it kinda got forgot, and I know I forgot, but they've actually funded construction for Galena all the way up to Cross Street. This still has to go through design, but the construction has been funded now. So the area between Galena and Kennedy is now design funded only and not construction funded. So we've made progress within the past year with the state's multi-year highway plan.
Yeah.
But you know, you're still 4 or 5 years off probably from design being finished and them starting to tear up the road.
Yeah, that danger zone for me is between 30 and I would say Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's gonna be worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, knowing like I went to that planning meeting in Cherry Grove at the library, or whatever that is.
Community.
And the way that they had it broken out, the only real terrifying spots are at Kennedy and 47, and then under the second viaduct going north. Those are the only two spots.
That's the only two spots, really.
I don't want to live there. But the spot on Kennedy, the fact that you're going to have a shared use trail 5 feet off of a major highway is going to be a little interesting there. Maybe get some jersey barriers and decorate them. All right, so as long as we're staying on top of the train and advising people to call KenCom, and it's not our responsibility, but we do suffer the issues, I'm good with it. Public Works 2019-12 Wood Debt Ridge bond release.
All right, it's been a long process with the developers of Wood Debt Ridge, but they have completed all outstanding items with the exception of shared use path repair. Which is noted in the memo. They've offered to pay the city cash in lieu of making the repairs. That's acceptable from a staff perspective. So we're at the end of their one-year warranty. We accepted this about a year and a half or so ago. So at this point, once we receive the check, we're recommending full release of the maintenance bond. The HOA has been notified. We sent this memo as well as a separate letter to them, indicating that to plan on taking over maintenance, yet this year. So we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Then I don't need to pass this on to them. Then
it's already been sent out. Yep, a couple times.
So what sort of trail maintenance only costs $3,200?
It's just a patch. It's a short stretch. It's a patch. Yes.
Bottom lake has all limestone around it.
Ah.
Down by Carlos.
Got it. Cool. Consent agenda okay with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Fun one. Old business. Public Works 2018-102 East Alley in Van Emmon.
Four or five options in the packet. Four. My computer is frozen on me. With pros and cons on each one. We did highlight which one was the staff recommendation, which off the top of my head, I believe is number three.
Yes. Correct.
They range in price from a couple $1,000s to $30,000 or $40,000. Have different challenges as it relates to getting easements or property from other landowners, restriping, and putting up some signs. So The staff recommendation in general makes the east alley entrance and exit currently a one-way exit and makes the entrance to the parking lot to the east of the Farm Bureau building the entrance, and then recommends that you circle all the way around to the south, to the north of the parking lot and back around. So, did that one require any restriping, or is it all just?
I think it's additional striping and paving for
okay.
three, I believe.
So the orientation of the parking lot would stay the same. Mm-hmm. You'd have to add the entrance, the signs, communicate the issues, but in general, that's the recommendation. This project would be TIF eligible if we wanted to do it. Off the top of my head, I believe that's in TIF 1, which is in a deficit as far as land acquisition strategies. But it is something that you could deficit spend if you thought it was necessary to do, or we could find the money elsewhere if you would prefer to do that too.
I'll go ahead.
So, looking at this, what's the actual difference between 2 and 3? I was trying to figure it out.
The length of where they drive. So, say on 3, yes. go out, see the black arrows?
Right.
Go all the way there and up.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to 2. It's just in and over. We don't mess with anything.
Oh,
okay. I got you now. All right, so they go
it's
down.
It's a little black arrow.
Yeah, okay, that's
no and I think
should
it should maintain for what Mark had suggested last time, and that middle one sometimes gets a little blind and gets stacked up and don't want people getting dropped off or picked up there in the blind spot. So go down
yeah,
and go
that's
around.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, after last Wednesday's drop-off fiesta for me, I attempted to park and then bring my daughter in. I don't want to do that again. I don't think the area, when you come, I have a hard time describing what it is. So behind the Farm Bureau building, if you come in right there, it's like there's concrete and there's asphalt,
mm-hmm.
and it's disheveled, and there's no light on the back of the Farm Bureau building.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if people were, you know, people were attempting to park at Rowdy's, if I would have been made to go all the way towards the track on hydraulic, it would have taken me at least 5 minutes to be able to get back to where I was going,
right.
to find out there was no parking, to just have to go around again. So what I ended up doing this time around, and I won't do this again, I'm probably just going to park at the bank. As I went out on Van Emmon, crossed 47, went up and came back, and then parked at the bank, and then crossed the street. So I still think that entrance, no matter what we do, is going to suck. That's going to require some lighting, number one. And then signage just coming from hydraulic so that people know, hey, just keep going.
Keep going.
So while I'm totally cool with the longer trail, I think that's going to end up causing more problems than solving any.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have people that just aren't going to pay attention.
They're going to go.
And they're going to
do the other part.
When you find a spot, you're going to take a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you try to go around, you're going to shoot the gap in the middle. And
yeah.
That's, I mean, it's what's going to happen. And that pole's going to get hit
again
15 more times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It is.
I'm not privy
there's nothing
to
we can do
the
about
plans,
that.
Right.
Are we blocking off right behind Boyd's, or are we keeping that open?
That's keeping it one way.
That's
one way out.
Trying to make
one
it
way
one
out.
Way, exit only.
Okay.
Yeah, one way so you can go out there and just, and that's going to be more education and enforcement. Because people,
what we're
day,
trying to avoid, yeah, we're going to have accidents in a parking lot. What we want to avoid is what almost happened, whereas you have people stacking, trying to go into YPAC
right.
through the
right.
alley, and then
and
the semi coming down 40
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah, that's. But you talked to ComEd also about
yeah.
lights in the parking lot, so that will help what you were talking about before
mm-hmm.
when ComEd decides to mount and
both tickets have been put in.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
So after thinking about that and then doing what I did last weekend, I don't want to block hydraulic to be entrance only because come festival season,
mm-hmm.
it's not high traffic, it's a lot more people leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then on number two, while I'm more inclined to do this personally, I almost think that all we really have to do is make that entrance clean and drivable and have it say entrance only, and then have do not enter on right behind it. And then I don't think we need much traffic striping. If all we're doing is fixing that pavement, it's going to be kind of every man for himself, but at least that do not enter will avoid people trying to go left into the alley off of Van Emmon and 47. that's what I would like to alleviate.
Mm-hmm. But realistically, if people just pay attention to the alley and left a gap there to drive in the way you're supposed to,
yeah,
then you wouldn't have those problems with people backing up on 47.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. It's all going to be human nature. What they decide to pay attention to, or what they decide not to pay attention to, or what they do. Because you're still going to get everyone that's lived here for all these years going to turn down there no matter what.
Yeah.
It could flashing lights, doesn't matter. They're
and,
like.
And what's funny about that is that I'm okay with that. It's the moms who have never been back there or only there for
right.
2 months out of the year and then they're gone. Yeah. Like, honestly, YPAC is busy.
Yeah. Right.
Like oh, yeah. Social anxiety, I need to take medication, I'm busy. Like,
yep.
There's a lot of people going through there. So I think, I almost think the do not enter sign is a no-brainer. Like, we just gotta
get yeah.
out there. Because it's, that's white and bright and there's lights there that will reflect it. So that will stop the soccer moms from pulling into there.
It should.
But then after we do one
they
of these steps.
They don't stop at big signs that have flashing lights.
There has to be a constant communication with YPAC. Because your clientele is not doing what's happening. They're parking
right,
and getting there. They're getting there by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. It's not the quick trip in, quick trip out.
Yeah,
so
it's everybody making that quick drop off pickup.
Yeah.
It's those two, you know, 10 minute periods during the.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Where
exactly,
it's
it.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
You know, if you get them all to drop off at the bank and walk their kids across the street, and I don't want to say. You know, be a parent.
Right. Actually take them.
Right.
Humans some luck.
Yeah, but that's dangerous
yeah, I mean,
too when they come whipping around the corner and someone's crossing because they're going
right.
to jaywalk and not go to the corner.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a catch-22.
Yeah.
So.
It's just a bad situation.
It's just a bad spot. I mean, you know, it'd be better. Yeah, if, you know, some other way, but this is what we got to deal with. So.
Right.
What's the least of all evils at that point?
I think the least of all evils is to kind of repair that east entrance off behind the Farm Bureau.
Sign it up.
Put up that sign, and then we communicate with YPAC repeatedly, and then instruct them to please share this with their moms. Because I get a lot of emails just about like scheduling. There's no reason why that can be a constant reminder or a sticky post on their YPAC.
Sure. Yeah, put a PDF every week.
Every week that needs to be hammered home. And maybe like we do with sports, I don't know if you guys were aware, we had a basketball game get out of hand, not this weekend, but last weekend. Right away, Monday morning, what's Tyler do? Send out the parent code of conduct. Like, this is a reminder. Well, if we illustrate to them how important this is that people don't get smushed by semis because of people going and dancing in tutus, maybe we can be a little bit more communicative about the fact that this is only a problem 40 minutes out of the day.
What about striping, what is Van Emmon right there, where you should stop and leave the gap?
The do not block alley kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean.
That's another thing that makes, like, that's, I mean, but then do we get into the fact that we have too many signs? We have a do not enter?
Well, you don't have to put a sign. If you just stripe it, you know, and give it the diagonal whites or however, you know,
yeah.
yellows, however you want to do it,
yeah.
maybe people will. Give it a little.
Or a big pointing arrow pointing out toward Van Emmon that you see that, you can't go in there, it's an arrow point now.
So it sounds like the recommendation is option two, which is the shorter loop through the parking lot.
Shorter loop.
$15,000 to $23,000.
And can we put that stop line on Van Emmon?
Brad, do you know off the top of your head if that would be like MUTCD approved or traffic engineer approved or however you want to call it?
Definitely I've seen it in numerous locations. So I mean, I just check the manual quick.
Yeah.
So Eric and
well,
I.
They do it
check
by
it.
The railroad tracks off of
yeah.
Big Rock Road.
Yeah.
But you know, at 34 there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's yellow, if I recall. But I mean, we can certainly just make a copy of the manual and confirm and
take a look
and
yep.
you know,
okay.
send you a quick note. And
what's the time of the pickup in the evening?
You'd have to ask
why. So we have six. So ours is at 6. But they're
go home.
Well, no,
that's
drop off
that's
and
drop.
Pickup. So they have 4:35, 5:36, 6:37 from my recollection, at least on Wednesdays.
So it's not like it's just two times.
That's what I was getting.
It's two times that it's.
It's two times an hour.
Two times every hour.
There's less traffic at the other times.
Yeah.
But it's two very impactful times that it does happen, you know.
Like 5 to 7. And then they're going to be announcing this week their summer program, so it's not going to go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They just need to get out in front of this and make sure that it's all hands on deck, and then maybe they can have a parent tonight. I will not drive like a jag bag. I will make sure that I go in this way and go out this way, and I won't block the intersection.
Well, yes.
Prayers. Thoughts and prayers. All right, you guys cool with two? What do you think, Jackie?
I'm good. I just, anything that stops from somebody getting hit on, coming around, either getting rear-ended as they come around that corner or getting hit by a truck that can't stop.
Yeah. And yep. Then we're not messing with deliveries and garbage trucks. Mm-hmm. The last thing I want to do is make a turnaround and then have to worry about that impacting your guys.
They'll go wherever they want anyway.
Yeah.
Let's be real honest.
The turn in down here should help a little bit on
once it's lit.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as it's farther, it's just you're turning
once
blind,
it's not 9 feet
know.
Wide and
yeah, it's really it's intimidating.
It's a narrow right, and it's a
and it creates
a roller coaster down
turn
inside.
And then there was somebody throwing a bag of garbage somewhere, and it was pouring on Wednesday. Like it was pouring. It was bad. Yeah, it definitely needs more light. Because you can blatantly tell who's driving on the foundation of another building that's not there anymore. Yeah, it's bad.
So the light isn't included in the ballpark cost estimate. So what we can do is next month we can bring back maybe a little bit better timeline, detailed cost estimate, and what that actually includes from a scope perspective before everybody says go on this.
Cool.
And my guess is it'll be, I mean, it's subject partially to land acquisition or some sort of an agreement with Imperial Investments, who I believe has closed on the Farm Bureau property.
Sweet.
So, I mean, they're easy to work with, but...
So where would the light actually go then, we're talking about?
No idea. Yeah, we...
Where
we
thinking?
Multiple lights all along the side of the building.
Like a runway?
Yeah, for real.
We'll yeah, it could be building mounted, could be pole mounted.
But it would be for the exit?
It could
area.
Just be replacing the bulb on the back of their building, too.
Yeah.
It's probably something.
Yeah.
Is there a light already on there?
You'll need one for the entrance.
Yeah. Huh?
You'll need one to light
so
up.
So we're talking at least two then. And then, how about you said the one in the middle just gets hit.
Well,
what are they planning to do?
The
pole
in the middle gets
hit
all the time.
Is it going to sit empty
and
like everything else
just,
on there?
It's a bumper.
They have not given us any plans.
It's a transformer.
that we will have.
It's not being torn down right here.
Eventually.
So we could go put the fix the light that's on the back.
What I remember, that is only the feet for the Farm Bureau.
Yes.
So if they do decide to tear the Farm Bureau down.
You know, I just love him.
Which would be awesome.
I know a couple beavers. There's a guy downtown that owns a sawmill. You got all right. So the good news is that we'll probably snow again before next month, so we won't be doing any construction on it, but then we'll actually have a good hardened plan to talk about lighting, signage, and actually having some sort of agreement with paving that area. Mm-hmm. So can we speak with them prior to next month's meeting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then we get to put up those 15-minute parking signs in the next few weeks anyway, right?
On the Interside Street.
So exciting.
Get in the order.
So exciting. I'm going to buy my magic potions. Any additional business?
I have one quick one. I just noticed tonight there's a light on the bridge out. I hope you are aware of that.
Yep, we are getting a list together for all the tall ones we can't reach.
I just noticed.
Thank you. On the north side, right?
And the east side. Northeast side, mm-hmm. Yes. I think it's the last one.
Yep. That's the one we
I just noticed
aware
it
of.
Tonight. So I'll see you on the right side, don't you, too?
Thank you.
In case it just went out.
Anything else? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.